I have a question in the message today, and our text our text coming from a familiar portion of the Bible, and you're real familiar with it. Most children that have had any Bible lesson can quote this particular text, and I know you've heard it, John 3:16. Amen. Subject, why did God send his son? Question, why did God send his son? So I want to take a few minutes and deal with that question and show you how and what God thought of you. Show you how God loved you and what he thought of you. Why did he send his son? Why did God send his son? Well, so that the world through him might be saved. Listen to the text. This is the King James, of course. For God so loved the world that he did what? What did he do? He gave his only, how many? Begotten son. You, me, in human history, in human among mankind, not another human being have ever been begotten the way God got his son. The way Jesus was born. He was born the same way everybody else, but he was begotten different. Adam begot Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel begot, and on they begot, and they all came the same way, but the Holy Spirit found Mary, a young lady, and she was impregnated by him. And so God, and he was the only son of God that was begotten that way. Amen? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that what? Whosoever believers in him should not what? What is perish? Would you say be destroyed? Done away? But should not perish. See, Satan will be put away. The place is already prepared. He has no choice. He already know he's going there. But he's trying to take everybody he can. But God gave his son so you wouldn't have to go with him. Hallelujah. And so he said, should not perish, but have what? Everlasting. What kind of life? Everlasting. How long is everlasting? That's a forever thing. Life will never run out. Life. We're talking about the God kind of life. Zoe life will never end. There's not an end to it. There's nothing can contaminate it. There's nothing can make it become insufficient. It's life, and it has conquered death. Death can't do a thing with life. And if you believe in the Son of God, you have what? Everlasting, eternal life. Now look at verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to do what? Why didn't he send the Son? The world was messed up. Why didn't he send the Son to condemn it? Because it was already condemned. It was already condemned. Condemned the world. But what? That the world through him might be saved. Why did God send his Son? To rescue us, to save us. This creature, God has a lot of creatures, doesn't he? There's the animal world, there's the fowl world. We have the fowl of the air, the animals that walk on this earth. We have the fish in the sea. Right, all those different kinds. Then we have human beings. And the Bible tells us that we were the only one that God said, let us make man like us. We are the only one that said, God said that. He never said, let me make a cow like us. Make a bird like us. As beautiful as the eagles are. And as great as this animal world is, he never said that about them. The only creature that he said, let us make him like us, is mankind. Isn't that something? He's the only one. And the very one that was so dear to him and so much like God, until God said, Adam, I give you dominion over this entire planet Earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He was so much like God because God said, I'm making in my image, after my likeness. And I'm going to let him have dominion over the earth while I take care of the other parts of the world. And gave him specific instruction what to do and what not to do. Is that right? And Adam wound up doing exactly what God told him not to do. And here this man that he had put in charge of this beautiful earth that he had created didn't have to sweat, didn't have to struggle. Just give a command. He had authority. He had dominion over everything. Had no need of storms, tornadoes, tsunamis, all these kind of earthquakes, all these kind of disasters that are occurring now. They was non-existent. Didn't have to pray for rain, custard. Water from beneath came up from the earth and watered the plants. And he did what God said not to do. And because he did it with a fellow that was an enemy of God. And turned over and gave to him, I want y'all to listen now, gave to him all of his rights, all of his authority. Put it in the hand of his enemy. What did the enemy do? Turn and use it on.